This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch coming to you live from Tampa? Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, the flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Now, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. And as always, a special shout goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, as well as our bulk mail center drivers and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram as Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check it out. And joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, also the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and host of Military Matters. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Good to be with you this morning.
Yes, sir. It's always a pleasure and an honor. And have I got a surprise for you, I'll tell you about off air. Now, the other thing is, I want to say the pledge and get going. You ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice,
for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Well, Colonel, I've been watching everything that's been going on down below. I've been listening to it on the radio because I have a radio capable of listening to who's saying what and where they're saying it, amateur radio. And the rescues and the activity going on down there is nothing shorter than phenomenal. I don't know how many thousands of rescues they've done via the USAR teams that are on the ground there, but also the helicopters, the Coast Guard helicopters, and the National Guard helicopters. What an intense mission this has been so far.
Yeah, Captain, I got to tell you what, that was one of our primary topics last night on Military Matters, and what those folks had to say, and many of them have friends, and they personally have been part of the efforts to help down south, and it reinforces exactly what you said. You're not bloviating. You're not just blowing smoke.
Nope.
That really is. It's easy to do honor of those who serve and have served the nation military's uniform based upon what we've seen. It's not just the Coast Guard, but the National Guardsmen and just those that are reacting all around the state. I honestly think that the politics and all those things have been injected aside, that quite clearly Floridians have risen, I think, both before, during, and the continuing relief efforts down there is something that I think that we could take some pride in. Me as an adopted Floridian and those that have always been here, it's been good to see.
Yeah, and the best thing about it is, of course, some people are being careful about going into the zone and going, you know, giving things to people that could use it right away. That's fine. That's the way it should be. But we've also had a few of these instances where people have gone in there representing themselves as somebody they're not, and they've either tried to steal things or they've tried to rip people off by saying, oh, we'll fix your roof, we'll do this, just give us $100 up front and we'll be right back with our stuff and we'll get started. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and, you know, the governor, of course, he's got astounding energy, but boy, when he appeared on Hannity last night, he looked a little bit tired.
Yeah, he's tired.
He still spoke with great thing, and that was one of the things he talked about. He says, you've got to nip all this kind of stuff in the bud, particularly before it becomes criminal activity that we've, as he noted, observed in similar catastrophes and throughout the nation in the last decade or so, where things just kind of got out of control. And he says, you nip that in the bud, you respond to that so that people can concentrate on the real and genuine efforts to genuinely help people and not have to focus on trying to curb all the criminal elements. And so far, that is playing out pretty good, in part because Floridians, but in part because the support for the first responders so that they can do their jobs.
Well, the first responders are on a mission, and they have everything laid out as to what they do, how they do it, standard operating procedure, which only varies if you get yourself in a dilemma where you have to resort to a plan B instead of a plan A. But I've heard some people say, and it's been predominantly the liberals, that the governor was getting in the way and things were not being delivered because he was over in, I guess it was Arcadia the other day, and that's just not true. Things were still being done, but just because one woman couldn't get one package through, she was being blocked by the governor. I mean, what a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, well, you know, whenever there's a catastrophe like this, it's easy to pick out. If you're looking for anecdotal evidence of things, oh, this is a bad news story. Guess what? This is the hugest catastrophe in 100 years here in the state of Florida, and we've had our share in the state of Florida. So it's easy to, if that's what you're looking for, it's easy to pick it out. And, you know, we talked the other day, we said about the reports about how the local officials in Lee County, Charlotte County, had done things that were a little slow in evacuation.
Yep.
And then I heard the governor's defense of that, and so I fact-checked the governor.
Yep.
He's absolutely right. Within an hour after getting the legitimate...
All right, we're going on break. You're going to get cut off here. So there you go. The computer got you. We'll be right back. Don't...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged.
If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and Moss Nissan with the all-brand-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville. Now, I was up there over the weekend on Saturday and got to meet some great people up there. Three of you bought a car, and we thank you very much for that. Mentioned my name and all that good stuff. They came there because I was up there. And we're going to come back. We're going to really do it right. You know, these have been soft things that we've been doing up there, not the, the full-bore grand opening stuff that you've normally seen us do. But, and oh, by the way, over the weekend, they had the Moss family, I believe it's a charity or foundation. There we go, David Moss Foundation, which is a charity that had their golf tournament, their annual golf tournament. So they weren't around. None of the Mosses were around. So we were, and we were doing what we were doing. And I was very happy to see a lot of my friends there up in Brooksville. So Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out. You got the dealerships in Crystal River, the full-size, full-service flagship dealership in Newport Richey at 1954, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, side-by-side, and the all-new Moss Nissan up in Brooksville, State Route 50, just this side of the Sun Coast Parkway. So there you go. All right, back to retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright and host of the Military Matters Show as well. And good morning again, Colonel.
Hey, and good morning, Captain.
George is saying, let me see here. George is busy getting ready to go south. Let's see here. Wade, have you met Wade?
I don't know that I have, perhaps.
All right, well, you probably will see him in eventually in one of our travels. But anyway, Fran Heche is involved with this, and George, the godfather, taking the truck, and there you go. And Fran Heche provided the truck for them.
Yeah, okay. I got his pictures on social media about George and the crew preparing the trucks and getting ready to head south.
Yeah, they are. He's making, I think he said he was making three stops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, well, back to what we were talking about. The claim that DeSantis kept supplies from being delivered because of the fact that he was doing tours and shaking hands with people and looking at stuff in Arcadia and Wachula was absolutely asinine because he was being followed by reporters. Nobody was held up. Nobody was blocked. Nobody was nothing except for this one woman, and she would have had to have come across in front of the boats on a boat, and they didn't have a boat to take her over there, number one, because they were using flat-bottom boats to where she needed to go, unless she wanted to walk through the water, and then that was fine. But she wanted what she wanted right then and there. It didn't happen that way, so she had to bitch about it. And to that I say, too bad, lady. Get a life.
Yeah, I don't want to second-guess anybody's motivations. I'm glad that you're thinking about that. But when you hear that sort of thing, you think, okay, what is it that you're really all about? It's got to be about addressing the real, genuine needs. And, you know, we've got folks that are organizing this effort to make sure that the genuine needs, that they're not dealing an inordinate amount of time with having to direct well-wishers and good doers. God bless them for wanting to do that, but follow organization instructions. They've got a plan. They had a plan even before this thing hit us.
Yep.
And where it's being followed, it's being carried out very well as can be considered, given the nature and the catastrophe that Ian represented. So chill out, stop it, and let's move forward and let's do the right thing so that we can get a full and decent recovery. We're on our way. Get her done.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And of course, you know, with everything that's going on. By the way, did you hear where Joe Biden is at the moment, or was yesterday?
Yeah, he's in Puerto Rico, and I think he'll be with us in Florida tomorrow.
Yeah, I wish he'd stay in Puerto Rico, because you want to talk about somebody slowing up an operation? He'll do it.
Well,
he'll,
you know, he said he's a Puerto Rican. I believe that's what he suggested. He says he grew up as a Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
he said it was shades of Elizabeth Warren who claimed to be an American Indian.
Yeah, he said he had so many Puerto Ricans around him where he lived in Delaware that he felt like he was a Puerto Rican.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck with that one. I'm telling you, these people, the things they come up with, it's unbelievable. But we have a situation, and just like any other situation, it'll resolve itself. Now, some people are complaining it's not going as fast as they wanted to go. You know, it's going too slow. And this is Katrina all over again. I mean, you've seen the stuff that I've seen, and it's just unbelievable because everything moves, but it doesn't move at the speed of light.
That's right. And, you know, we gave the hats off to Floridians, but we've got to give credit to places outside of Florida, because I tell you, the pre-positioning of all these, not just first responders and the like, but the people who provide the linemen and all that, that stuff was pre-positioned. So hats off to many of the other states. And also hats off, as we noted last night, you know, it was just a little over a year ago, where folks from down south went up to help the folks up in a panhandle.
They did.
And they are paying back in kind. So that's a great thing. That is what community is really all about. And not because you're made to do it, not because you want attention, just because you see the need, you've got the ability, and you're willing and able to help and to engineer and to drive all the resources to do that. And that's happening. And so that is a good news human interest story in my book.
Now, we're going to do a little politic in here. I don't know if you know this or not, but the trial of the five members of the Oath Keepers opened on Monday, with prosecutors telling a jury that the group heavily armed itself on January 6, 2021, to attack the Capitol to keep Donald Trump in the presidency. Now, according to the Justice Department attorney, Jeff Lee Nelsler, he said that Stephen Rhodes, the eye patch wearing former soldier and Yale Law School graduate, knew exactly what he was doing when he led the militia's followers towards the Capitol.
Yeah, I think that we transitioned this whole January 6th congressional involvement on this, led by the Democrats and a couple Republican in name only folks.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because they just said they were failing across the nation to paint this as being, well, everybody that was in Washington, D.C. that was a Republican or wore a MAGA hat was an evil doer and was out to mount an insurrection against the government. That has failed. And so you transition to where they think they've got a little bit more lower hanging fruit, and that would be the Oath Keepers.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where they're going with that. So that's where the attention will be, and so we'll see. We'll see where that goes with it, if anywhere. Frankly, the January 6th hearings in Congress, from the get-go, were not going to be the means, and they knew that. It was a means to politicize this and affect and influence the upcoming elections in November and then the 2024 elections. That's all it is.
Yeah, I think some of those guys were from the Tampa area.
Yeah, well, yeah, we talked about the good news story about how Floridians are pulled together and they're trying to paint a broader brush about Floridians, you know, involved, because there was a lot of Floridians, and there's a reason for that. Well, you know, Florida has become an epicenter of so many things. One, because we're our astounding growth that we've had, because we are the free state of Florida, and we do have great weather. We have so much to attract things, notwithstanding the COVID response and everything else that's going on. So that's to be expected. But we've got some people that are engaged and involved. Trump won Florida, so don't be surprised that he's garnered support right there. And then, yeah, there's a couple folks that went in, but we got a whole lot of other folks that have been wrongly brushed and painted.
Let me try to pick up this call real quick. Okay, good morning, caller. Yep. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm known as Stan Dupp. I'm calling from Wheelman, St. Petersburg.
Yes, sir. What's up?
And I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
When we go totally electric and electric grid goes out, how do these electric trucks come in to repair everything?
20 Mule Team Borax, my friend. 20 Mule Team Borax. That's a good question. How are they going to charge them? Oh, geez, solar power. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, there's a question that won't be asked by most.
No.
The Green New Way folks, because it's not ready for prime time. And one of the lessons that should be learned from someone like Ian is exactly what he just pointed out.
Can you stick around for another segment?
Captain, I'd be happy to.
Hold on. Here we go, folks. We're taking a break. We're going to come right back. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, myself, and we'll address that electric thing a little bit more, because I got something here I wanted to mention about it anyway. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with a little bit more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court's new term began this week with several major cases that could impact a wide range of topics, including environmental regulations, voting rights, affirmative action, and free speech. The Japanese Prime Minister's office is reporting North Korea. They fired a ballistic missile over Japan on Tuesday morning, prompting a warning to residents to take shelter. A Russian court set October 25th for the date American basketball player Brittany Griner's appeal against her 9-year prison sentence for drug possession. Ukrainian President Zelensky announced last week that his country will file an expedited application to join NATO in the wake of Russia's claiming Ukrainian territory as their own. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
NATO has an open door policy, and every nation, including, of course, also Ukraine, has the right to choose its own path.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Go into the radio listeners page that's there. And here's a couple of things that you'll see there. The MyPillow Giza Dream Sheet Sets. As low as $39.99 with the promo code CAPTAIN. Also, the MyPillow sandals as low as $19.98. Now, these are $79.98 sandals going for $19.98 with the promo code CAPTAIN. That's MyPillow.com, radio listener specials page. That's promo code CAPTAIN. So there you go. All right, back to retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Okay, Colonel Wright, always a pleasure to have you on the show, sir, and I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate spending time with you, Captain.
Okay, I got to ask you a question. A rehabilitated former Islamic jihadist who was convicted on terrorism charges in the wake of the 9-1-1 attack argues that justice demands that the man who masterminded the devastating September 11th attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and his four co-defendants all receive the death penalty.
Take into account the source, and that's one that won't get that much attention. But what can you say to that? It certainly gives credibility when you have somebody that was involved in that and has reformed his thinking since then and has seen the light.
Well, here's what I can say about it. We had about 3,000, I'm just going to round the number off. We had about 3,000 people die on September 11th, correct?
Right.
Since then, the Fire Department of New York, 9/11 related illness deaths now surpass the numbers that died at the World Trade Center on September 11th. The FDNY estimates that some 11,000 active and retired FDNY and EMS members have at least one certified World Trade Center-related illness, including cancers and respiratory or gastrointestinal issues. Now, that means 3,000 plus 3,000, that's 6,000. That's the death toll for the day.
Yeah, Captain, and you, of course, firsthand know that, and I know that.
I do.
Those things that occurred in the decades since 9/11 is not a surprise to you as well, and you know firsthand the folks, to include yourself, that dealt with that. So, yeah, I mean, it certainly adds to that, and whether it's one person, thousands, or whatever. I'm not going to say it's immaterial. It definitely adds to that. But just the motivation, the fact, the sheer evil behind that, and those in the world that want to excuse that sheer evil. And so Sheikh Mohammed, you know, if you're going to make the case for somebody to pay for their life, for lives lost, he's probably a poster boy, I would think.
Mm-hmm. I would, and I know they won't do this, and this may sound a little gruesome, but if it were me, I would give every first responder and every victim's family member that wanted to an opportunity to be part of the firing squad that shot the guy.
Well, Captain, this sounds a little morose too, but that's been, you know, I'm not a big fan of capital punishment, but my thought has always been that, instead of having the government do this for us, is it kind of like what you suggest? Of course, it's not going to happen that way.
No.
But those that were actually the actual victims of all that, they carry out the justice. And I've told people before, I said, hey, I'd be willing to take the risk, but there's certain cases like you murdered a member of my family and all that. I'll probably do something, and I don't face justice for that, but somebody did that, and I will do that. I don't need the government to do that.
Yeah,
I'm not calling for vigilante justice, but philosophically speaking, when those that actually paid the price for that, instead of we the people and the government carrying out the death sentence on evil murderers, there's got a certain amount of poetic justice to it in my mind.
George is being more specific with the numbers he was listening. I was being general. I wasn't trying to be specific because I don't know the exact numbers. So I was being that way. But George gave me a specific number. And thank you, George. I appreciate that. But the thing of it is when – oh, and by the way, that was a day that we'll never forget as long as I live anyway, and I'm sure – there'll be other people that have already forgotten, and the young people growing up now that weren't alive then, they're not even being taught it.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, in my teaching, that's not the case, and I always do that, whether it's Memorial Day, Veterans Day, 9/11, Patriots Day. I remind them because, you do the math of the age of the kids I'm teaching, and so many of the things that were yesterday to you and I came before their time. And unless their parents and teachers in the schools are bringing these to mind and making it relevant to them today, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. We have a responsibility to do that.
Wait till you hear this. Republicans have gained 4% in a national poll, up from 43%. Preferring GOP control in August, Democrats have dropped 6% from 50% to 44%. Now, according to the university that did this, which is who did this, what university, doesn't say the university, but it was a university poll, a Democratic concern that did it, and suddenly there's a 10-point swing since August that's gone to the Republicans that's been lost by the Democrats. People are now suddenly waking up and realizing that, hey, the Democratic way of doing things is not going to work.
Yeah, that's been evident long before a month ago, as you know. And as you get out, we're about a week, 2 weeks out, depending on where you're at in the nation from early voting, all that. And so this is if you're a Democrat, that's not a good time to hear this kind of news. You and I aren't surprised by it, and I don't think they really are, but to have to hear it and have it made public, it doesn't bode well for them, but in my opinion, it bodes well for the nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Again, you're absolutely right. By the way, wait till you hear this one. The EWTN News and Real Clear of Politics have put together a poll. Now, EWTN is a religious television network, and a majority of Catholics do not want either Joe Biden or Donald Trump to run for president.
Yeah, I read that article about that poll this morning. And again, it's not a huge surprise. I mean, the fact that as we get closer, they do more focus polling on different groups and all that. You know, Catholics, of course, in the past have been reliably Democratic, just like Hispanics and Black Americans. The Democrats are losing ground with them because of their policies. That's why we're seeing the polls that we did. But that does not surprise me, and it'll be interesting. Of course, all eyes are on President 45, what his decision will be. So, yeah, the 2024 election won't start up in earnest until Donald Trump says one way or the other. And he has no motivation to come out right now, and I wouldn't if I was in his shoes. Do that, particularly with everything that's been handed to him and all that, maybe after the first year or something happened, he'll have increasing pressure to say one way or the other. But
He might have a bunch of money in his hand from CNN. He's suing CNN for $475 million, saying that they defamed him to thwart his 2024 presidential run. And I have to totally agree with that one. They sure did.
Yeah, you do. That is a hard case to make. Whenever you go against, if you're a public figure going against the media or something like that, it's very hard to do. But, you know, we've seen things that would buttress that kind of argument. Now, whether it's going to go anywhere or not, I don't know. But the evidence is there, particularly with that network and MSNBC, and I think you'd probably even by extension say the social media posts, which have been in conclusion, in collusion with MSNBC and CNN, played a part of that. And certain players in the federal government have been a part of that. But, just to focus narrowly upon what CNN's done, we'll see. We'll wait and see how that plays out.
Well, Colonel, I appreciate you sticking around, doing the extra time there, and we will talk to you on Thursday morning. You have yourself a great day, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, double dose on Thursday. I'll be with Lunch with the Captain.
Lunch with the Captain down there at Mixon's. All right, sir, take care. And, folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday morning. Don't forget, Tuesday, Tuesday, Tuesday. That means we're going to Mission Barbecue, West Waters.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. By the way, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And if you need shades or blinds or shutters, or if you want to get some parts, they can do all that for you. All you got to do is call them at 941-922-2345. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs in the Sarasota and Tampa Bay area. Call them for that. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. To set up an appointment for service, 941-922-2345. And don't forget, tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you some money. That's what it's all about. Saving a little kerching wherever you can. And we're happy to be able to do that in some cases. Now, somebody just asked me a question. What do you mean Trump sued CNN? Well, he did. Will he win the case? It's not easy to prove these things, but we'll see. I would say that it's less than 50-50, but that's just me, based on what I've seen in the past. Donald Trump has sued CNN for $475 million, saying that they defamed him to help thwart they're trying to thwart him from running in 2024. That's what he's saying. And there's a lot of truth to that. A lot of these news agencies, you know, I always thought a news agency was supposed to try to remain neutral. If you could, neutral. Now, if you supported a candidate, that's one thing. If you support a party, that's another thing. But you try to remain neutral as often as you can. As often as you can. By the way, a retired U.S. Coast Guard Vice Admiral, William Dean Lee, has chastised the Department of Defense and the military in general over COVID and the vaccination mandates, saying that it weakens the military. I agree with him 100%. 100% I agree with him. We'll see what happens. Now, have you heard about the woke change of name for the baseball team in Atlanta? They're trying to get the Atlanta Braves to change the name of their team because we can't have that. Braves, I mean, my goodness, that embodies what? What the heck does the word brave embody? Nothing I can think of. Nothing I can think of. And by the way, I lived right next door years ago to the Onondaga Indian Reservation. Now, they had all sorts of names for their teams, namely named after Indians. Do you think they could do that today? I'll bet they couldn't. I bet they couldn't. And they're Indians. Jeez. Unbelievable. Very quickly here, a couple of national flips here. Vice President Harris is proving the critics are right with her North Korea gaffe. Oh, she's just a walking piece of work. And, of course, Ukraine is making some sweeping advances, especially in the Eastern Front. The city of Kherson may fall altogether today. And a Russian collapse in the Eastern Front is extremely possible because Russians are leaving their equipment behind and walking back across somebody's border, but walking back across the border. Amazing. Did you hear about the missile that China fired? The ICBM missile, ballistic missile, went right over the top of Japan. Wouldn't that make you feel really comfortable? To know, well, here comes one over the top. Wouldn't that make you feel really comfortable to know an unstable country like North Korea is firing missiles in your general direction? Jeez. Unbelievable. And, of course, the residents were concerned about it as well. They should be. But I don't know. It's a crazy world we're living in. Think about John F. Kennedy. Think about Ronald Reagan. What would they have done if something like that had happened? Would they have shot that missile down? Probably. Because you don't know where it's going. Would this have happened to begin with those guys at the helm? Nope. Not at all. How about this one? How about Donald Trump at the helm? Would this have happened with him there? No. No. Nope. Not at all. Regardless of what they think. But it just wouldn't have happened. By the way, Poland again is demanding $1.3 trillion in war damage from Germany. Something that they are certainly entitled to get, we'll see. Hackers also, the Los Angeles United School District became victim of a second hack where hackers have published nearly 250,000 files in a massive data breach of the LA School District. Way to go. Way to go. Also, a judge has denied the GOP appeal for signature checks on mail ballots. That happened in North Carolina. So, in other words, if I want to sign something and just turn around and mail it and say, here's my mail-in ballot, you have to accept the signature. What if I'm not the person? What if I'm mailing an illegal ballot? What if I'm doing that? Sorry, that doesn't make any sense. They need to clean that one up. And then finally, before I go to the caller, the Dow has soared 765 points for the second best day in 2022. Kudos to everybody for making that happen. So let me get this out here, and let me get this going here. And here we go. Hold on to your hat, everybody. You're in store for a treat coming right up in just a second here.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell the lady soccer team, okay, and the idiot sports network. It's not ESPN, it's the idiot sports network. While Brittany Griner's over there in Russia, while they're going to try and get her out in a swap right before the election, so you idiots can vote for a Democrat. If Donald Trump was in office, Brittany Griner would be back here. Number one, China would never shoot that missile. Number two, nobody would say that Kim Jong-un is our ally. Okay, that's a disgrace. The economy would be soaring for everybody. Okay, that's another thing. Let me tell you, ladies in female sports, when the male guy, when the male replaces you because he's a transgender and you're not playing soccer anymore and you're off the team because of the swimmer that won over there, it's a disgrace, okay? No woman should be voting for a Democrat, period. No woman should be. You think Joe Biden cares about you in the hood? You think Joe Biden and Kamala Harris care about you, females? Hey, you don't even have a job. Okay, that's what a disgrace the Democrat Party is. Now they're going to use ESPN and the Idiot Sports Network to try and carry the water just like they do before. Let me tell Donald Trump something. You're surrounded by Judases. You understand me? Where's Kanye West? Where's Kim Kardashian? You brought them in the White House. Are they saying Trump's the greatest? Trump's the greatest? I don't see them anymore because they got paid off to sell us out. And DeSantis, let me say to you, no one's done more for you than I have, okay? But you need to make an executive order for 30 days. No one can get evicted because of this daughter's border. God bless you, Senator Gorsuch.
All righty, folks. Tuesday. Catch me over at the Mission Barbecue on West Waters, 11:30 to 1:30. Looking forward to it. Enjoy a great meal, great conversation with the gang. Mission Barbecue, West Waters, today, 11:30. God bless America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.